The ceasefire around the Iraqi city of Fallujah is looking increasingly tenuous. U.S. Marines halted offensive operations late last week, but they've continued to respond to attacks by Iraqi insurgents. Groups affiliated with Iraq's U.S.-appointed Governing Council are holding more meetings in Fallujah with leaders of the insurgency in hopes of ending the stalemate, but there's no sign of any progress in those talks. Reporter Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS in San Diego joins us from Fallujah. Eric, we were just talking about a ceasefire, but I understand there's heavy fighting in the city right now. How do you explain that?
Well, there's been sporadic clashes all the past 4 days. There was a fight a few hours ago, and I can see a burning building in the distance. What's happened is that the Marines have continued their patrols in the city. They really haven't withdrawn their forces. And as they do these patrols, they get attacked. And when they get attacked, they return fire. We just had a briefing with Captain Jason Smith of Bravo Company, and he told us about a situation late last night in which a group of about 20 Marines were trapped behind enemy lines for several hours, and it took a rescue squad of about 40 Marines to bring them back. Tanks were called in, airstrikes were called in from the Air Force. There were helicopter gunships firing missiles. It was quite a battle. There were between 50 and 100 Iraqi insurgent fighters who had circled this group. And this is, again, during the middle of a ceasefire.
Eric, when you talk about enemy lines, I'm trying to get a picture of how these fighters are organized, where they're launching these attacks from.
The Marines have sort of staked out a corner of the southeastern section of Fallujah, and they have a couple of big boulevards that kind of divide them from other parts of the city. The Marines who were caught behind enemy lines last night in these big assault vehicles, they were actually pushed a little bit too far into the so-called enemy territory and basically got lost.
What are you hearing from Marine commanders there in Fallujah about the likelihood that the ceasefire, even if it's being broken, it seems on a daily basis, that the ceasefire will hold?
Well, General James Mattis, he's the commander of all the Marine forces in this whole western region between Baghdad and the Syrian border. He came to the base camp where I'm staying today and talked with us, and he says he's getting impatient. He's been seeing his Marines get sniped at, taking fire. One Marine was killed yesterday in the ambush that I just described. Another seven were wounded. And he says that he does not see the stalemate lasting much longer.
Eric, you're embedded with the 1st Marines, and I know your vantage point is a limited one, but there are stories coming out of civilians who have fled Fallujah. There's a photograph in the New York Times today of a 4-year-old Iraqi boy whose leg has been amputated, whose hand has been amputated. Allegation that civilians are getting caught in the crossfire here with quite a toll being taken. Have you gotten any sense of that from where you are?
Well, we haven't been able to verify any of these things. We haven't been able to visit any of the hospitals. There's actually a hospital not very far away from where we are, a Jordanian hospital. We haven't been able to get there. People here believe there are some civilian casualties, but we just, from our vantage point, we just can't verify what they are right now.
Eric Kneeler, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Eric Kneeler with member station KPBS is embedded with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah.